I'm all for good-natured joking within the family, and I certainly don't think our egos should be so fragile that we all have to walk on cracked eggs around each other.
With today's Dr. Dobson Minute, here's Dr. James Dobson.
However, even innocent humor can be painful when one child is always the object of the jokes, and that's the way it often works in family life. When one youngster has an embarrassing feature, such as bedwetting, thumb-sucking, or stuttering, the other members of the family should be encouraged to tread softly on the exposed nerves thereabouts. And when a child asks for any joke to end, his wishes should be honored. It's possible by this process to eliminate harmful teasing and joking in your home, and by doing so, you'll actually increase the amount of genuine laughter and smiles on the faces of your children.
For more information on this topic, visit drdobsonminute.org.